Good morning. Today's reading is taken from Night Walks by Charles Dickens, beginning at page 5. In those small hours when there was no movement in the streets, it afforded matter for reflection to take Newgate in the way, and, touching its rough stone, to think of the prisoners in their sleep, and then to glance in at the lodge over the spiked wicket, and see the fire and light of the watching turnkeys on the white wall. Not an inappropriate time, either, to linger by that wicked little debtor's door, shut tighter than any other door one ever saw, which has been death's door to so many. In the days of the uttering of forged one-pound notes by people tempted up from the country, how many hundreds of wretched creatures of both sexes, many quite innocent, swung out of a pitiless and inconsistent world, with the tower of yonder Christian church of St. Sepulchre monstrously before their eyes. Is there any haunting of the bank parlour by the remorseful souls of old directors in the nights of these later days, I wonder? Or is it as quiet as this degenerate Alcidema of an Old Bailey? To walk onto the bank, lamenting the good old times and bemoaning the present evil period, would be an easy next step, so I would take it, and would make my houseless circuit of the bank, and give a thought to the treasure within, likewise to the guard of soldiers passing the night there, and nodding over the fire. Next, I went to Billingsgate, in the hope of market people, but it proving as yet too early, crossed London Bridge, and got down by the water on the Surrey shore, among the buildings of the great brewery. There was plenty going on at the brewery, and the reek, and the smell of grains, and the rattling of the plump dray horses at their mangers were capital company. Quite refreshed by having mingled with this good society, I made a new start with a new heart, setting the old King's Bench prison before me for my next object, and resolving, when I should come to the wall, to think of poor Horace Kinch and the dry rot in men. A very curious disease, the dry rot in men, and difficult to detect the beginning of. It had carried Horace Kinch inside the wall of the old King's Bench prison, and it had carried him out again with his feet foremost. He was a likely man to look at in the prime of life, well-to-do, as clever as he needed to be, and popular among many friends. He was suitably married, and had healthy and pretty children. But like some fair-looking houses or fair-looking ships, he took the dry rot. The first strong external revelation of the dry rot in men is a tendency to lurk and lounge, to be at street corners without intelligible reason, to be going anywhere when met, to be about many places rather than at any, to do nothing tangible, but to have an intention of performing a variety of intangible duties tomorrow or the day after. When this manifestation of the disease is observed, the observer will usually connect it with a vague impression once formed or received that the patient was living a little too hard. He will scarcely have had leisure to turn it over in his mind and form the terrible suspicion, dry rot. When he will notice a change for the worse in the patient's appearance, a certain slovenliness and deterioration, which is not poverty, nor dirt, nor intoxication, nor ill health, but simply dry rot. To this succeeds a smell as of strong waters in the morning. To that, a looseness respecting money. To that, a stronger smell as of strong waters at all times. To that, a looseness respecting everything. To that, a trembling of the limbs, somnolency, misery, and crumbling to pieces. As it is in wood, so it is in men. Dry rot advances at a compound usury quite incalculable. A plank is found infected with it, and the whole structure is devoted. Thus it had been with the unhappy Horace Kinch, lately buried by a small subscription. Those who knew him had not nigh done saying, so well off, so comfortably established, with such hope before him, and yet, it is feared, with a slight touch of dry rot, when lo, the man was all dry rot and dust. Here ends the reading. Have a very good day.